Okay, we're on Daf Kuf Yud Chet tonight. Kuf Yud Chet 118a. I'll begin on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom of the Daf, where we left off yesterday. Let me get to the Daf. So, all right. So I'll begin a few lines from the bottom. So around the third very wide line, Kesa Naflad Leika V'Chule. So we said in the Mishnah that on Shabbos, a person is allowed to save three meals. If the fire is burning in the house, Rachman al-Islan, a person has a heter to save three meals and just carry it to a place where you can normally carry it. And then we said it's upon the time of day, and then another sheet said always three meals. So Tan Rabbanan comes with Orchei Avdam L'chol B'Shabbat. We learn the Braisa, how many meals is one obligated to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. According to Tanakhama, three meals one is required to eat on Shabbos. Rabbi Chidka Omer Arba. The Tan Rabbi Chidka says you're obligated to eat four meals. So Am Rabbi Yochanan Ushnei Mikracha Darshu. Rabbi Yochanan says they both darshan in the same pasuk, and it says in Parshas B'Shalach in reference to the man by Yom Moshe Echlu Hayom that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, eat it today. Today is Shabbos. He says Ki Shabbat Hayom LaShem. Today is Shabbos. Today you won't find it outside in the field. We have a lot of hayoms there. So hayom lebar me'orta. So each hayom, the Chazal take it as an allusion to a meal. So you have three hayoms, three meals. Rechidka holds that's not including the one at night. So three hayoms would be four meals, one at night and three during the day. Rabban Savri Bahari de Orta. The Chamu holds that's including the one at night, it's three meals. All right, we'll see in a minute. Let me just hold off with questions and I'll pause in a few lines. Okay. So Tanan, we learn the Mishnah, Naflad Leika Balele Shabbat. We learn a Mishnah that if a fire broke out on Friday night, Masil Mazon Shlosh Su Dout, that one is permitted to save three meals. So my love, Dilo Achal, is it not that the Mishnah is speaking that you did not have anything to eat yet? It was you didn't eat your Friday night meal, and the Mishnah is saying you saved three meals. So this would be a kasha against Rabbi Chidka and a support for the Tanakhama. Lo, the achals. No, I could say that the Mishnah is talking about that he already had the Friday night meal. In other words, he ate the Friday night meal, and then the fire broke out, and then he saves three sudot. He says, Shachrit masil mazon shtei sudot. If the fire broke out in the morning, you could save two meals. It's the same idea. My love, lo achal, is it not that he did not have any meals yet on that day? So according to Rabbi Chidka, he ate one meal at night and three meals during the day. So he's getting from the next clause. So he says, are we talking about the fire broke out and he didn't have any meals yet? He says, lo, da achal, that no, he already ate one meal, so now he's got two meals. The mincha masil mazon suda achad. Then we said, if the fire broke out at mincha time on Shabbos afternoon, you could save one meal. So my lav lo achal, is it not that he did not yet eat the meal? So that would indicate, so he's got one meal to go. So it would be three meals, lo, da achal. He already ate that mincha meal, now he's another meal. So the Gemara, so in other words, the Gemara wants to say so far, it's not mukhrach from our Mishnah one way or the other way. Now Rabbi Chidka and the Tanakhama are both Tanaim, so it's not so terrible if the Mishnah is cholik with it, but our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, it's highly probative to what the Halacha would be. So let's take a look. The Gemara says, Vahami de Katani Seifa, but if we look at the last clause of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Leola Manzilin Mazon Shlosh Sudat. Rabbi Yossi says we always save three meals. Regardless of when the fire breaks out, you have a heter to save three meals. So, Michlal, the Tanakhama Shlosh Svirle. So, from here, from that line, it sounds like that the Tanakhama also holds three meals. In other words, Rabbi Yossi says you always get to save three meals. So, it sounds like the Tanakhama also is working with the idea of three meals. El Mechvarta Manitin Zlok Rabbi Chidka. So, the Gemara says it's clear to say that our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Chidka. So, in Achinami, the simple Peshat is our Mishnah is not in conformity with Rabbi Chidka. Rabbi Chidka holds four meals. The Tana of our Mishnah holds three meals. All right. Any questions so far? Any questions, comments, thoughts? All right, let me move on. Okay, we're on line 8 on Kuf Yud Chet, 118a. Now, the Gemara says, V'hatanam, but we learn another Mishnah in Masechet Peah. Mishesh lo mazon shtei sudo lo yitom en atamhui. Tamhui is like this plate where they would give food out to poor people. So if you have two meals to your name, you're not eligible to take food from the tamhui. You have two meals in your pocket or in your bags, so you can't take it from there. Mazon arba esrei lo yitomen akupa. If you have 14 meals, the kupa is a pushka for tzedakah. They would give money out. So the tamhui, what I read was, is like for all the aniyim, and the kupa would be for the aniyim of that city. In other words, so the, you get better care if you're a resident of the city. So the so if you have 14 meals to your name, you're not eligible to take money from the kupa. So he says, so mani, so according to whom does that Mishnah go? He says, lo rabbanan v'lo rabbi chidka. Now, focusing on the 14 meals, it means if I have 14 meals, and again, the kupa is only distributed once a week. The kupa is only distributed once a week. So if I have 14 meals, you know, in my closet, I'm not entitled to take from the kupa. That means, lachora, that 14 meals is enough to carry me through the week. In other words, so if I have, right, so usually they would have two meals. They would have, like, I would call it like a brunch, really. Like the Gemara learns that people would eat meals like either, you know, the sixth hour, the seventh, well, not sixth hour, like the third hour, the fourth hour, the fifth hour. So it's like a brunch and then dinner. Brunch and dinner is what they would eat. So he says here, so the Gemara says, Mani, lo rabbanan, lo rabbi chidka. The mission doesn't seem to be in conformity with either the Chachamim, i.e. the Tanakama, or Rabbi Chidka. I rabbanan, chamsrei havyan. According to Chachamim, how many meals does one eat during the week, a typical week? 15 meals, because I have two meals each day, and on Shabbos I eat three meals. So I need 15 meals to carry me through a week. And yet this Mishnah says, if I have 14 meals to my name, I can't take from the kupa. I rabbi chidka, shitzrei havyan. And if we're going to follow Shita of Rabbi Chidka, I need 16 meals to carry me through the week, two meals 6 days of the week, 12, and four meals on Shabbos, 16. So the Gemara says, Leolam Rabbanan. So he says, no, I could say that this Mishnah is in conformity with the Shita of the Chachamim, Diamrile, because we would say to the one, the potential person who needs money, My debait lamechal ba'apuke shabta achle b'shabta. In other words, you're going to eat two meals a day. So instead of eating, you have one meal like for Motzei Shabbos. So the Motzei Shabbos meal you'll have on Shabbos afternoon. Use that for Shalashutis. Now, a person should obviously have a Malava Malka meal, but you don't have enough money. You won't have a Malava Malka meal. So that's why we'll say that it'll be in conformity with the Chachamim. So indeed, there's a way, if he just rearranges the meals a little bit, he'll be able to have three meals and you know, for 14 meals during the week and have three meals on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Lema Rabbanan Hiv Rabbi Chidka. So having given that pshat, should we say that this Mishnah also goes like the Chachamim, just like our Mishnah, and is not in conformity with Rabbi Chidka? So the Gemara says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Chidka. You can even say that this Mishnah is in conformity with Rabbi Chidka. Dimrinalei, because we would say to the, again, to the pauper, the person who needs money, My Debait Lamechal Bamale Shabta, that which you need to eat on Friday, Achle Laorta. In other words, we're going to use the Chachamim Shita. I'm going to move the Saturday night meal to Saturday afternoon, Shabbos afternoon. And I'm going to move on Friday, I have two meals. I mean, I have a meal Thursday night and Friday morning. The Friday morning meal, I'm going to say skip the Friday morning meal. Now you have an extra meal for Friday night, and you'll have, you know, three meals for during the day on Shabbos. In other words, so you'll skip
now
one.
You have a fast.
Right, 100% correct. You won't eat on Friday. And a number of poskim say that it's very praiseworthy. Well, it's tricky.
After mincha, you should not be eating, but you shouldn't fast Erev Shabbos except once.
There's an idea that you shouldn't enter Shabbos when you're ma'una in a state of inui, but there's also an idea of, you know, of holding back from food on Friday, but we'll see. Okay, wait. Just wait five more lines, everybody. Okay, everybody jump the gun here. Wait just five more lines. I'll open up the table and we'll all discuss everything, okay? Okay, now, so the Gemara says, V'kuli yomu demali shabta b'tanita motvinamle. We mean we're going to leave this poor guy fasting the whole day on Friday? Is that doesn't seem like a very generous attitude, a very nice way to approach things. So the Gemara says, Ella. Here's our Ella again, Fern. Ella, we press the delete button, right? You got it. Perfect, Fern. Ella, Amani Rabbi Akiva hi. The Gemara says that, indeed, we can leave the Mishnah as it is. In other words, so on Shabbos, you're just going to have two meals, and this will be in conformity with both the Tanakama and Rabbi Chidka. He says, the Mishnah here is following the Shita of the Tana Rabbi Akiva, Da Amar, Asei Shabbat Chachol, V'yatzarech Labriot. Rabbi Akiva says, make your Shabbos like a weekday and don't require staka. Meaning, if I don't have a lot of money, it's preferable for me to have two meals rather than ask for tzedakah to have a third meal. That's what he's saying. Asei shabbat chachol v'yatzarech labriot. You know, this klal, it's in the first siman in Hilchot Shabbat, you know, where I think the Mechaber quotes it there. Asei shabbat chachol v'yatzarech labriot. Let me see. What he must cite it over here. What's in? Yeah, Beis. Yeah, right. In Siman Reish Mem Beis, right. In Siman Reish Mem Beis in Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber quotes it. You know, this line, I think the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, not in the Mishnah Berurah, but in one of his other Sfarim, that it was used by a lot of immigrants, like, you know, many Ashkenazi Jews came to this country, to America, between 1881 and 1924 when the immigration law was enacted. And a lot of them were faced with the prospect, you know, like they wanted them to work 6 days a week or sometimes 7 days a week, but they always wanted them to work on Shabbos. So a lot of them would say, you know, the Chazal teach us, like they had maybe a little bit of learning, say Chazal teach us to say Shabbat Chachol V'Yotzerich L'Briot, make your Shabbos like a weekday and don't require tzedaka. So they felt like, you know, let me work and not be on the dole because there's a rough country here. You got to work, you know, and it was before welfare and everything else. And so I need to do that. So I shouldn't accept tzedakah, but that's not a correct, you know, understanding of the line. That's not the way Chazal intended it. It means that I should cut back on my Oneg Shabbos so that if I just have two meals, and it was the food, I'll have two meals and maybe the two meals will look like weekday meals. But that's the way I'll make it whole, and I shouldn't take tzedaka to do that. So that's, let's see back in the Gemara. So now there's two dots coming up in eight lines, and then I'll pause, okay? And then we'll summarize everything, and we'll take it up, okay? So the Gemara says, "Behadatnan." We learn in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is a Masechet Peah, in Pochtin La'ani Ovir Makom Makom, that let's say a poor person, he's, you know, itinerant, he's passing through town, so I should give him at least a kikar bepunyon. A kikar is a loaf of bread, and a loaf will be good for two meals, when the loaf costs a punyon. A punyon is a coin. He says, may arba sin b'sela, when four sa'a of wheat cost a sela, you can get one loaf for a punyon, and the punyon includes the markup for the seller. So he says, but the brisa the Mishnah continues on, lan, if he's staying overnight in our town, nodim lo parnasat lina, we're going to give him accommodations for the night, and the Gemara will explain in a minute what that means. So v'im shabbat, Shabbat, a verb. If he decides to spend Shabbos with us in the community, notim lo mazon shlosh sudo, we give him enough food for three meals. So lema rabbanan hi below Rabbi Chitka. Should we say that this Mishnah follows the Chachamim and not Rabbi Chitka? The Mishnah says I'm going to give him meal for three meals, not four meals. So liolam Rabbi Chitka. No, it could be with Rabbi in conforming with Rabbi Chitka going to ikasuda bade. It could be that the person that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person isn't like down to zero. He has a meal with him, and then we're going to give him three to supplement what he has. He says derinamle. We say to him hadiika badach achle. Eat whatever you have. He says, and then you'll have these three meals, and you'll be good for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "V'chi azil bereikan azil." So then, when he leaves with zero because he's just passing through. So then Shabbos is over. You know, see you around, Sam. So hope it works out better in the next town. So the Gemara says, "Demalvin le suda ba'ade." When he leaves, we'll give him another suda. That's the way he tied. Not so easy to touch it in, but that's the way he wants to touch it in. So my parnasat lina, we mentioned that we have to give him like support for the night. So Amra Papa Purya Ube Sadia. It means we'll give him a bed and a pillow. In other words, we have to give him a bed and a pillow. Okay, let's just pause for a second and digest what we did, and I'll say a few more things and then we'll take it from there. So the basic idea we learned is that there's a mitzvah of three sudot on Shabbos. That's the basic halakha we learned. And Chazal learned it from the pasuk Ichlu Hayom, that we eat it today. Now, so we learned that there was machloket tanaim, whether you're obligated to eat three meals or four meals, and but the halacha, all the poskim say you're obligated to have three meals on Shabbos. Now, one issue that arises is the obligation to eat three meals, is that a mitzvah min haTorah, or is that mean Rabbanan? So he quotes over here, this is in the Morot Daf Yomi, the Ruch HaShulchan writes that the Vrim Gedolim and Noraim Tzulim B'Shosh Sudoreh, they're like very important and significant. Noraim means like fearsome things connected with these three Sudot. And but now he wants it, the Yireim says that eating three meals on Shabbos is a mitzvah gemur min haTorah. That's also the opinion of Lavush. So that's really a das. I can say yachid because we have one Rishon and also Lavush and Achron who say that it's a mitzvah doraisa to have three meals on Shabbos. But most poskim say the other way. The Achronim are lean in like the Sheet of the Maharil. The Drash of Chachamim is an Asmachta. So an Asmachta is that Chachamim create a mitzvah, and then they look for textual support of the Psukim. And there's ways to touch that up also. I think the Ritva says that the Chachamim were given the Koach to make decrees, but Hashem hid in the Torah Ramazim that they could confirm that what they did was correct. So you can say it's an Asmachta that way. So it's just an obligation to Rabbanan. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes that if it's not a Chiv Torah Mamash, he says it's Vadai Mitakanat Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. The Aruch HaShulchan says if it's not Min HaTorah, it's a Takana from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to have three meals on Shabbos. What about having three meals on Yontif? Is there a mitzvah to have three meals on Yontif? So our Gemara is addressing the issue of Shabbos, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins explicitly, lo na'agu lasot bo suda shlishi, that we haven't become accustomed to have three meals on Yontif, but the emes is, as you may have guessed, it's machloket rishonim. The Tur writes, v'yesh omrim shtzirich lasot bo shlosh sudot. The Tur writes that some say you have to have three sudas on Yontif. V'chein ketav Rambam. The Rambam also says that way. V'adoni avia rosh zal lo na'akin. My father, my master, the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher, didn't do it this way. And even though eating three sudas on Yontif, it also flows from the chiyuv of Oneg Yontif and to Milchabit like on Shabbos, right? So just like you have a din of Kabbal and Oneg Shabbos, you have a din of Kabbal and Oneg on Yontif. On Yontif, you have the Eid of Mitzvah Simcha. So Lechora, it should be that you should have three meals left to my own devices. He says, but the reason for the Rush, he says that only by Shabbos you have three meals because the chi was learned or based on the Pasuk Hayom that was only said in reference to Shabbos, All right, now he's got more here. He talks about, are there times for the three meals or can I accumulate? In other words, like, is it just that I have to have a meal at night, a meal during the day, and then a meal in the afternoon? But let's say I didn't have the Friday night meal. Can I have three meals on Shabbos and then fulfill the mitzvah, right? In other words, how does this work with three meals? So let's take a look. So the Rishonim Paskin that the chiyuv of three meals, so if I miss the Friday night meal, I should have three sudas during the day. And that's the way the Ramah paskins. Okay, there's more to really speak about on this topic, but I'm gonna cut it short with this right now. Now, with the three meals, let me just mention that the three meals, the obligation for each of the three meals is not identical. The first two meals, you're obligated to have bread in order to be able to say the meal. And shalshudas, ideally speaking, should have bread. But then there's like fallback positions. You don't have bread, so you can have mizonos. You know, mizonos, you could have like fruit, and you know, and each one should have something. And then the post can even bring down, like in a pinch, you could be yotzei with divrei Torah for shalshudas. There's a sheet like that in one of the Nosei Kalim and Shulchan Aruch. All right, that's the basic idea. Also, you know, it's reflected in the bracha of Ritzei. When we bench, we recite Ritzei, and on Yantav you say Yalav Yavo. So let's say you leave out Ritzei, when do you have to go back? So if the meal is obligatory, I have to go back and repeat the Birchas Hamazon. If the meal is not obligatory, I don't have to go back. So the halacha is, if I forget Ritzei at the first or the second meal, I have to go back. At Shalshudas, I don't have to go back because it's not quite, you know, obligatory that I have Hamotzi there. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we said or did? Nobody? Nobody? All right. No, nobody? All right.
One reference you had made earlier about skipping a Friday morning meal. But what is a Friday morning meal?
No, it means, again, first of all, you got to center yourself on the screen, Ruth. Anyway, thank you. That's getting a little bit better. Okay, you want to be a centrist, not an extremist, right? Okay, now, we were talking about a poor person. This was a pshat that we were giving as a proposed explanation of the Mishnah. In the end, the Gemara withdrew it. But in the proposal, we were saying the person should not eat food on Friday before Shabbos. and take the meal he was going to have on Friday during the day and use it for his Friday night meal. And in such a fashion, be able to, you know, distribute the 14 meals during the week so that he would have enough for Shabbos. That's all it meant. Okay. All right. Now let's go further. All right. Okay, so we're around 10 lines above where it gets wide on Kuf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, 118a, around 10 lines above where it gets wide, okay? So Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Karot Shachal Ben Arvit Madichan L'Chul Ben Shachrit. The plates that I use for dinner, I could wash off to use them for the morning meal. And again, like the way we eat meals today isn't quite the way they did in Chazal. In other words, the way it sounds like from the poskim, like you daven, let's say, like Hashkama Minyan, you finish the davening, let's say, at 9 or 9:30, then maybe you learn a little bit, then you go home, you eat a meal, let's say, like at 10 o'clock, you go back to the, you know, studying the Beis Medrash, and then in the afternoon, then you daven Mincha, and then you eat another meal. And so for the first meal during the day was, you know, not like, you know, davening's going on till 12 or 12:30, and then you're eating the meal at 2:30, you know what I mean? It was an earlier meal during the day. So that's what he says. So if I could wash off the dishes to eat in the next morning, Shachrit Madichan L'Chol B'Hen B'Tzaharayin, and then during the morning meal, I can wash them to eat B'Tzaharayim. In other words, this is going to be Shalshudish. B'Tzaharayim Adichan L'Chol B'Hen B'Mincha. In other words, this price is going like who? Who is this price going like?
The four obligations.
Right, like Rabbi Chitka, right. This is going like Rabbi Chitka. The Braisa says you have four meals on Shabbos. But the basic idea is I could keep washing dishes if I have another meal to eat later that day. He says, Min mincha be'elach shuveinu madiach. He says, from mincha going forward, I can't wash the dishes anymore. He says, aval, because that would be a tircha for Motzai Shabbat, right? It's like it's nothing to do with Shabbos anymore. Aval kosot v'kitonut slochiot, but the cups... And how does he translate this here? He says, the cups, the drinking ladles, and the pitchers. Anyway, it means like things that, madia, that I could wash, v'holech kol yom kulo, v'shin kevelishti. It means people don't limit the drinking to mealtime. Mealtimes, that's when you eat the food. But drinking, you drink all the time, so I can keep washing that. Who knows when I'll drink or someone needs a drink. Amr shimin pazim reshubin levi, mishum bar kapara, kol makayim shosh. Okay, so that's that piece. Now, he says, kol makayim shosh sudob shabbat nitzol mishosh puraniot. Whoever fulfills the three meals on Shabbos, he's saved from three misfortunes, three punishments. He says, Mechevlo shel Mashiach, means the travails of the Mashiach. It was like, you know, the time before the Mashiach comes is going to be a lot of difficulty in the world, you know. So he says, Umidina shel Gehenim, the din of Gehenim, you know, was, you know, Biznacha Hachitzvansig Yor. Umimilchem Gog Umagog, and the Milchem of Gog Umagog, so I think it's Gog from land of Magog, but there's going to be a big war also, you know, right around the time of the Mashiach. He says, Mechevlo shel Mashiach, and the Chevlo is like Chevle Leda, like birth pangs, like in other words, so that's where it comes from. So he says, Ktiv Hachayom, says by Shabbos Hayom, Ichlu Hayom, that was the Pasuk that we began today with, Uktiv Hatam, and it says in reference to the Chevle Mashiach, Hinenu Chishtolech Chem Elyon Avil Lepnei Bo Yom Hashem Agadol V'Hanora, Leis Pasuk in Malachi, right, that's the Haftorah for. When do we say that pasuk? When do we say that pasuk? Shabbat HaGadol, right? So that's the Haftorah for Shabbat HaGadol, all right? And it's the last pasuk in Malachi. Okay, so the Gemara says, Midina shel Gehenim, a person is saved. Ruth, you need to mute yourself. He says, a person is saved from the din of Gehenim. He says, K'tiv hacha yom. Yom Evra Hayom Hahu. It's a day of wrath, that day. Ruth, my dearest. Okay, let me just do this. All right. All right. So it's a day of wrath, that day. Mimlechemet Gog Magog, Ktiv Hacha Yom, Ktiv Atam, B'Yom Bo Gog. When Gog comes, anyway, so the point is that of Yom, linking each one of these things up. Okay, Amar Yochan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Kol HaManeger HaShabbat, if a person like delights in the Shabbos. Oneg is usually you have nice food, you know, you're enjoying the Shabbos that way. He says, Nonim lo nachala b'li mitzarim. He'll be granted like a boundless portion. Mitzar is a boundary. He says, Shenemar, Az t'tanak Hashem v'kerbticha b'amatei aretz v'achalticha nachalat Yaakov avicha v'gomer. So this pasuk, he's talking about, we mentioned this pasuk, this is the Haftorah for Yom Kippur morning. So it says in the earlier psukim, it says, "Im tashimi Shabbat raglecha, Asar chavetzecha b'yom kodshi. Remember, we had the pasuk, you know, v'dabir dabar, and you know, he says, "V'karat l'shabbat oneg l'kedosh shemekubad v'chibato me'asot rachecha v'mitzvot chavetzecha v'dabir dabar." You'll honor it like to have a different way about you on Shabbos, and that pasuk is the source. You know, on that pasuk also, there's a machloket poskim. Some poskim want to say that those Isurim are midivrei Nevi'im, because it says in the pasuk, I think, like, Koamar Hashem, this is what Hashem says. So it could be that all these Isurim are midivrei Nevi'im, or it could be that it's an asmachta, like we had before, an asmachta for Dindurabanan. So anyway, so it says in the pasuk, Az Tanag Hashem, Birkapticha Bamatayaritz, then you'll delight in Hashem. I'll cause you to, you know, you'll mount astride the heights of the world. I will give you, I'll provide you, he says, the heritage of your forefather Yaakov Gomer. So now the Gemara explains, in other words, I'm going to give you something, not like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu got nice, but he just said, like, here are the limits. In other words, you have Eretz Israel, and this is what you have, but nothing more. That's it. That's it. Those are the boundaries. Not like Yitzchak, it says, I'll give all the lands, plural. He says, so it sounds like more than what Avram had. He says, Elok Yaakov, you'll get like Yaakov. He says, Shektuv Bom, Ufarasta Yama Bakinma, Vitzafona Benegba. You'll spread forth, west and east and north and south. It's interesting. In English, you always say east and west, right? I think he would say east first. He's got west and east. Anyway, so the. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Nitzol Mishibud Galio. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says a person's saved, again, if he's careful, he's careful, he's ma'aneg the Shabbos. In other words, he's delighting in the Shabbos with the Oneg Shabbos. I should take out the Rambam where he talks about Oneg Shabbos. So give me a minute and maybe I'll get the Rambam out. So he says here, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Nitzol Mishibud Galiot. He'll be saved, like, from the enslavement of the Galiot. I mean, it's the worst part of Galus. He says, "Ktiv Hachav Yerkapticha Bamatayaretz." I'll cause you to ride astride, like the heights of the earth. He says, "Uktiv Atam Yatab Bamotemo Tidroch." It says that that's in Parshas Zosa Bracha, I think, that you will trample upon the haughty ones, in the words of the Goyim. So it means that you'll get like the same sort of bracha. Now he quotes in the Art Scroll, since the person accepted the weighty yoke of the Shabbos observance upon himself, the yoke of nations is lifted from him. It's Mida Keneged Mida. All right. Now Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Kulam Aneged Shabbat, Notnim Lo Mishalot Libo. If you're Ma'aneg the Shabbos, you get Mishalot Libo. Like you get the like your heart's desires. Shnimor v'hitanag al Hashem, v'itin l'cha mishalot libecha. You'll delight in Hashem, will give you your heart's desire. Oneg zeini d'imau. What oneg is it talking about? Shu'o me'er v'karat l'shabbat oneg. Says another pasuk says, you'll call the Shabbos an oneg. That's that pasuk in Yeshaya. Have yomer ze oneg Shabbat. But mema ango, how does a person, what would be an example of oneg Shabbos? What would be oneg? Rav Yudah Bered Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat Mishmeid Rav Amar, B'tav Shil Shal Tzradin, cooked beets, with dagim gedolim, big fish. And in halacha, it comes out that eating fish on Shabbos, we'll have more later on in the Masechta. We'll see is this tomorrow's daf? There's a Gemara that says about Yosef Malkir Shabbat. I'm sure you all know the story. 1 second. Well, if it's not tomorrow, it's coming up soon. Anyway, so, you know, the story about Yosef, I'm sure you all heard this when you were in Yeshiva Ketana or at some point. Remember that there was this person, he was always Machshiv Shabbos, and he always spent the money for Shabbos, and he would get the best fish. So there was this, like, governor in the town, and the astrologers told him that all your money is going to eventually go to this fellow, Yosef Mokir Shabbat, Yosef who's Machshiv the Shabbos. He didn't have a lot of money, but he would always, you know, divert it all. So he came up with an Eitzah. Does this ring a bell with everybody? So he comes up with an Eitzah. He converts all his money into, a pearl or expensive diamond, and then he puts the diamond in his hat, and he's walking over the bridge, and then the wind blows off the hat. The hat ends up in the water, And then a fish comes and eats this diamond or this pearl, whatever it was. And then the next day, this Yosef Mokir Shabbos, he always, you know, he bids for the best fish, and he gets it. He opens it up, and he's got the diamond or whatever. And there's also there's another Medrash Chazal. I have to review it. It's about this fellow who he outbids the governor for the biggest fish, and the governor calls him. He says, "Like that was a chutzpah. How did you outbid my shliach for the fish?" He says, "No, Hashem gave us the Shabbos. I have to do it." But you see in the halacha that having fish is a davar chashuv at the Shabbos meal. I don't know if people like realize. I mean, people, I guess they know that like they have gefilte fish, but like it's not just stam. In other words, like you should have fish at the Shabbos meal. So let's see
every
back.
Every meal?
I can't say with certainty, but lechora, it sounds like you should. Like, you know, I think, like, technically speaking, of Pialacha, you should have fish at every meal, I think. Now, all right, I believe that I'll try to look into a little bit more and get back to you with that, okay? So let's see back on the Gemara. Actually, it'll be coming up in the Gemara itself, so maybe when it comes up in the Gemara, we can discuss that again. It's coming up in the coming days. So
let's see. Can you bring out the Rambam?
Right, say again? Let me get to a pause, then we'll do the Rambam, okay? So he says, so we're up to Batav Shoshotrad and Vidagim the big fish, Varashi Shumim, the heads of garlic. Says Rav Chi Barashi Amarav, Afil Debar Muad, even something small, the Chvot Shabbat Asa'o, and you did it for Kavod Shabbos, and the way that Rav Lerner has quoted the Rav, and Michael had also quoted this, and the Kavod is the preparations before Shabbos, Oneg is like you're enjoying the thing on Shabbos. He says, Hareza Oneg. That's Oneg Maihi. What is it referring to? Davar Katan. Amar Papa Kasa the Harsina. It's the a cup of the fried fish. Okay, let me see. If you give me 90 seconds, I'll get the Rambam out and I'll take a quick look. Okay, give me 90 seconds.
So takeout isn't good? Takeout isn't good? Unmute, Michael.
I'm sorry. What?
So takeout isn't good? You have to toil over Shabbos?
No, I
can tell
that,
you which specials are the best since lockdown.
Wait. Listen, don't forget we're being recorded, okay? Now, let me just get the Hilchot Shabbos. Let me see, I think it's Perek. Let me see if I can find it. 1 second. Okay, I have it. Okay, this is in Perek Shloshim of Hilchot Shabbat by the Rambam in Zamanim. So let me see where he gets to Oneg. 1 second. So he talks about Kavod, you know, you're dressing up for Shabbos and things like that. And the Ezu Oneg, this is in Halacha Zayin, Zeu Shamru Chachamim Surith L'Takein Tavshil Shamein Bioter, you should prepare very like fatty food. It means like the best food. Umashkem avusam l'Shabbat, and something that's very fragrant as a drink. Hakol afim amano shaladam, based on a person's, you know, financial ability. So everybody is different. V'chol amarbe b'hotzaad Shabbat v'tikun ma'achalim rabim etovim reizim eshubach. Whoever spends more and to prepare nice foods for Shabbos is more praiseworthy. V'mein yedom ha'seged afilu asal shalak. You can't afford any money, even if you just said it's like a boiled vegetable, that's Oneg Shabbos. Let me see what else he says. Okay, I guess that's basically the idea. All right, now, let me go on the Gemara. Let's take a look. All right, so we're around six lines above where it gets wide on Kuf Yud Chenu Beis. Aren't these nice Gemaras? This is like the best part of Masechet Shabbos and Kol Kitvei. This is, don't you wish every daf and daf yomi was like this? You know, like, you might say, oh, this is it. You just listen. Nice memories, Chazal, about Shabbos. That's all it is with daf yomi. And then you just, you know, stride along and you go swimmingly away. So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba.
And then comes Eiruvin.
Exactly. Okay. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Kol Meshomer Shabbat Kilchato. If a person observes Shabbos Kilchato, in other words, according to halacha, which is really afilu avet avodah zarah kedor enosh mochlin lo. So even if he had worshipped avodah zarah like dor enosh is when they began to do avodah zarah, he'll get mechila for it. He says shenemar ashrei enosh yasasod. This pasuk is in the haftarah that we're laying on in Tanit Tzibur. Next week is actually tomorrow. Tomorrow's Atanis, Erev Shabbos Parshat Chukat, but next week is Shavas Arbatamos. So, you know, Emir Seshem will be laying this Haftorah on Shavas Arbatamos. So in Yerushua
Shabbat. What's tomorrow for burning
okay.
the books?
You'll come to the Parsha class. Yeah, that's right. You'll come to the Parsha class tomorrow, Belina, and we'll discuss it at 1 o'clock. Okay. So it's right. For the Sifrei Talmud and Halakha that were burnt in Paris in 1242 or 1244. Okay. It's like your home country, Olivia, or your home culture the thing. So let's take a look back on the Gemara. She says, Ashrei Enosha says, Oh, Gomer. It says, the Gemara doesn't quote the whole Pasuk. Like, frequently you need the whole Pasuk, and the Gemara only quotes a portion of the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, like, if a person observes, a portion is the person who observes Shabbos, and from in other words, he doesn't desecrate it. So he says, so don't read Mechalolo, like, if he's Shomer Shabbos, not to desecrate it, but Shomer Shabbat Machulo, it's like atone for him, it's forgiven for him, if he had done even Avodah Zarah. So Amar Ben Amrav, Elmalei Shemru Yisrael Shabbat Rishona, L'Shalta Ben Umav Lashon, had all of Klal Yisrael observed the first Shabbos, they would not have been vulnerable to foreign nations. He says, Shenemar, on the seventh day, Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't go out on Shabbos to collect. So people went out to collect. He says, that Amalek came and attacked Klal Yisrael. He says, if Klal Yisrael would observe two Shabbos kehalacha, means if all of Klal Yisrael would observe two Shabbos properly, so we'd have the gula right away. We would have the gula right away. The Pasuk says, again, this is the Haftorah that we'll be laying this coming week. I think Shavuos HaBetamos is on Thursday, right? I think the next Thursday is Shavuos HaBetamos. So he says, so I'll bring them the Har Kadshi. Now, here, there's a stira, and they mention the R scroll on the bottom, but I'll spell it out slightly more, and Rav Simon has spoken about this. There's a Yerushalmi that says if Klal Yisrael observes one Shabbos appropriately, so they have Gula, and the Bavli says they observe two Shabbos as Karui. So it comes out that the Mefarshim explain, and I think, where does he put it? If you look in footnote 24 in the R scroll, he explains it, but it means each Shabbos impacts on the day of the week that comes up. You know, so if you observe Shabbos properly, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are like infused with a whole different Ruach. So in other words, so I need like a proper Ruach going Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, preparing for the next Shabbos, and then that's caused like the proper Shabbos. So technically, I only need like one proper week, but in order to have the one proper week, I need another Shabbos. That's the way to be miyashev the two. So it's very difficult to get all of Klal Yisrael to observe Shabbos, but you know, whatever you could do, like if you bring one person in to becoming a Shomer Shabbos, so you bring the Gula that much closer. In other words, and again, the key is Kehil Khatan. Like the Mishbur says, I told you in the Hakdama of Chelek Gimel, he says like a person could hear 100 Musar Shmusin about observing Shabbos, but they don't know the Halachot of Shabbos, so they're still doing the Averot of Shabbos. So if I don't know these Dinim, I'm like a zero. You know what I mean? Like I've mentioned in the past, like if I don't know that I can't take some water and put it on a stain on my shirt on Shabbos, so I don't know that I'm being Mekal Shabbos by doing that. So you have to know the Halachot, and then observe it so everybody can. There's a lot of halacha to do a review with Shabbos. So everybody can review the halacha and expand that and help bring the gula. But if you can bring somebody else, you know, somebody even if they're bringing like a little bit more towards Shomer Shabbos, you're heading in the right direction. It's very appropriate now that we're about to commemorate the period of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You know, there was a girl I dated years ago, and she was telling me how she's spoken at Shalashudas, and she said that she said to the people, if you do something, and it was like everybody's like building stones for the Beis HaMikdash, and it was like adding a brick. She says, I can't do it myself, but if you do brick and you do brick and you do brick, so then we have like a whole section done. And that's the basic idea. And you know, Rav Lerner has quoted from Rabbi Effie Buchwald. He says, like, for the price of a chicken, you can make somebody Shomer Shabbos. Sometimes all it takes is an invitation to a meal, and then the person is set on a different path towards Shmirat Shabbat. You know, there are cases like this. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Unfortunately, unfortunately, here in Great Neck, you know, now there's so many Asian people here, but there's a lot of people who aren't Asian or Jewish. And unfortunately, you see on Shabbos that they aren't observing it so well. And you know, even the way people, like we learned about dressing on Shabbos a certain way, and dressing on Shabbos is not just when you go to shul, it's the whole day you should be dressing differently than during the week. And it needs some improvement, I think, even among the so-called Shomer Shabbos community. You know, it could use, there's a lot of things that need improvement, even in the so-called Shomer Shabbos community. All right, let's see for back in the Gemara. So he says, let's take a look. Okay, we're on the third wide line on Kuf Yud Chet Beis. So Amar Biyosi, he chalkim yochle shusub b'Shabbat. May my chalik be among those who eat three meals on Shabbos. Amar Biyosi, yehei chalki migomri halal b'chol yom. This is a different topic. He says, may my chalik be among those who complete halal every day. So the Gemara says, Ini is true, va'amar mar, hakori halal b'chol yom, harizim mecharif v'magadif. If a person recites the prakim and halal every day, that's not a good thing. That's like mecharif, like a blasphemer, because the prakim and halal were meant for special occasions. If I say it every day, it's like bringing it down, you know, to a davar, like chol, and it was not special. You know, anything you say all the time loses its significance. So how could Rabbi Yossi say, want my chelik to be among those who say halal every day? So because ki kamrina psuki dezimra. The Gemara says, excuse me, when Rabbi Yossi was speaking, he was talking about psuki dezimra. In psuki dezimra, we have two prakim that talk about, you know, haluka halu et Hashem haShemayim, and haluka halu kel b'kadsho. So you wanted to be able to say those two prakim every day. So, you know, I was kind of wondering, I was talking with a friend of mine today, like, you know, everybody says it every day in Psukei Zimra, but you could say, A, you know, I'm adding on a little bit, not everybody has kavana when they say it. Like, saying it means to say it with kavana, but also, you know, the people come late to shul on Rahman al-Assan, and you know, if you have very little time, so the post can bring down, so that the minimum is Baruch Shamar Asher Yishtabach, but if you have more time, those are the two prakim until him to say Baruch Shamar Ashrei Haluka Halu Hashem and Hashemayim Haluka Halu Kel Bakacho. So if you have a little, that's like the getting close to the core of the Psukei Dezimra. I mean, the original Psukei Dezimra is from Ashrei to Haluka Halu Bakacho, including that. That was the original Psukei Dezimra, and the other Psukim were added on over time. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So. And this also relates to, you know, saying Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut. Everybody thinks, oh, it's a Pashut. Yeah, it's an important day. Let's go say Hallel. You see that it's like a double-edged sword. If you say Hallel, we're not supposed to say Hallel. It's called like Mecharev and Megadev. And so it really needs consultation with Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, let's take a look at Megora. So the fifth wide line. Am Rabbi Yossi, hei chalkim palim im dumdum echam. May chalik be with those who pray when the sun is red. So dumdum echam, like adom. So the sun is red right after sunrise and right before sunset. So that's the most, you know, propitious time to daven. You see in a minute. So, he doesn't quote it here. Yeah, he's got it. Amr b'chibra abr yochanam, it's father palim dumdum echam. Amr zir maikra, yira'ucha im shamash. You, Hashem, should be feared with the sun, when the sun rises, with the moon. It means before the moon's light, you know, is predominating. It means before sunset. So they quote in the R scroll, they mention, the Gemara mentions in Baba Batra that the Gemara learns there somewhat homiletically, the sun is red in the morning because it passes over Gan Eden, and they have the roses of Gan Eden, and it gives it the reddish hue. And the evening, it's red because it passes over the fires of Gehenna. So the quote from the Ben Yehoyada that when a person like prays those two times, it's like he should have in mind, you know, that they have Gan Eden. I guess he, like the carrot and the stick, you know, if you're Zocha, you get Gan Eden, and if not, you get, you know, Rachman San Gehenna. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So he says here, Va'amar Rabbi Yossi, this is for you, Michael. Va'amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chalki, Meitei B'chole Me'ayim. May my portion be among those who died like with intestinal problems. He says, the Amar Mar, Ruben Shetziki Meitei B'chole Me'ayim. The way Rashi takes it is like a very sort of a painful death, but it's a kapara for the person. That's the way Rashi learns Peshat. That Cholim Yayim is it expunges a person. So they wrote. But Amar Rabbi Yossi, we have a lot of statements for Rabbi Yossi. Yehei chalki mimete b'derech mitzvah. May my chelik be among those who die while they're doing a mitzvah, b'derech mitzvah. But Amar Rabbi Yossi, yehei chalki machnisei Shabbat. Now here's an important line. Yehei chalki machnisei Shabbat b'Tiberia. May my chelik be among those who accept Shabbos in Tiberia. Tiberia, and I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, have been to Tiberia. It's like in a valley. It's like on the sea, the Yama Kinneret. It's very low, and it's surrounded by mountains in the distance. So there's two ways to touch up this Gemara, but the basic idea is it looks like sun sets earlier there. In other words, because when it goes behind the mountains, it looks like sun is setting already. So they're going to begin Shabbos earlier. So he says, Yehei chalki, let my portion be among those who welcome Shabbos in Tiberia. Motzei Shabbat b'Tzipori. Tzipori is in the mountains, and it looks like the sun sets later, and that's the way to do it. So, in the interest of time, I'm going to make this short. So, this is an important line which Post can weigh in on. Is it that Shabbos does begin earlier or later, depending on the location? I don't mean location, longitude and latitude, but whether you're in a valley or a mountain, does that change the time that Shabbos begins or leaves? Or is the Gemara just saying that Shabbos begins the same time everywhere? In other words, let's say I'm in Tiberia. So the sun goes below the horizon at a certain point. We can astronomically figure it out. So is that when Shabbos begins? And it just means in Tiberia they were machmir to begin Shabbos earlier because it looked like the sun had set earlier. Is that the pshat in the Gemara? Or is the pshat in the Gemara that no, that mitzad adin, the people in Tiberia had to begin Shabbos earlier, because from their vantage point, it looks like the sun is setting. And conversely, the people in Tzipori have to have Shabbos longer because from their vantage point, it looks like the sun, sets later. So that's a machloket poskim. All right, let me just move on with this. Now, let me see here. Okay, but Amar the eighth very wide line. But Amar Rabbi Yossi, hey chalkimo, shvi ben amedrish, lom moide ben amedrish. So Rabbi Yossi says, let my portion be among those who are Moshiv in the base medrash. In other words, one person, a gabbai, whatever, would call the students to come into the base medrash. So I'd rather have that job than the job of like summoning the students, now it's time to eat and leave the base medrash. In other words, the bigger zechus, they're both necessary, but it's a bigger zechus that I'm bringing people into the base medrash than ushering them out of the base medrash. He says, V'am Rabbi Yossi, hei chalkim yigaba eitz takav lo mimachalke eitz taka. Let my portion be among those who collect stock and not those who distribute it. I guess far pshuta, you think I'm doing a bigger mitzvah by distributing the tzedakah. They're both important, collecting and distributing the tzedakah. But the idea is he felt that like when you distribute the tzedakah, there's a certain amount of judgment. You have a judgment call about how much money this person does require, whether he's really, deserving or not. And so he felt he didn't want to get involved with that. He'd rather be just in the mitzvah of collecting the stock and not in the distribution, because he could call the shots wrong. And then he felt like that's too much achrayus. He says, V'am Rabbi Yossi, yehei chalki, mimisha choshtin oto ve'einbo. Let my chelik be among those who are suspected of wrongdoing and they're not guilty of wrongdoing. Meaning, not a person has to be careful to always conduct his affairs in a way not to cause suspicion to people. But if he's wrongly accused of something, so the fact that he would be accused of that and not respond would be a big zechus for him. Two more lines. Amar Papa, Ladidi Chashtin Velo Habibi. Rapapa says, I personally was suspected, and it was suspected, and there was nothing I had done. So, now our school, they mentioned two possibilities with this. One is the Gemara in Baba Batra, I think on Daf Yud, yeah. So it mentions that Rav Papa was climbing a ladder one day, and the rung of the ladder broke, and he nearly broke his neck. And so he said, I nearly was chayev like skila, you throw a person off a height and they die. He said, I nearly was chayev like somebody who did an avera for skila. So, and I don't think I've done any avera, like chas v'shalom, be mechal Shabbos or anything else with skila. So then somebody said to him, maybe an ani came to you and you didn't give him staka, and then you were deserving of skila. So they bring down over here. Now, Rav Papa, he was the administrator of the staka. He says that here Rav Papa is saying that that was not, he was not deserving of that reproach, but it doesn't record, a response over there. And then there's another incident that's mentioned in Psachim on Kuf Yud Beis, where there was this woman who tried to set up Rav Papa that he, you know, purportedly had killed a child, and he hadn't killed the child. But those are the two incidents. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, I'm moving on. All right, let's move on. Ruth, you keep unmuting yourself, Ruth. I'm muting you again. Now you're muted. Okay, you're good. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So, okay. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Chamesh B'ilor Ba'alti, V'natati Chamisha Razim. I had like five, you know, intimate relations with my wife, and I was able to plant five cedar trees. In other words, he calls his children, who became Talmidei Chachamim, like cedars. In other words, like that's a common comparison. Like we say on Tishbav, the Zakina, Arzei Lebanon Adirei HaTorah, right? The Zakina on Tishbav, you say Arzei Lebanon, the cedars of Lebanon. It doesn't mean the tree. It means that the Torah scholars are called Arzei Lebanon, the cedars. Anyway, he says, Benatati Chamisha Razim B'Yisrael, Man Inun, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chlafta Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Tilas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nachim Rabbi Yossi. So those are his five sons. So the Gemara says, Vahika Vardimas. So what about, you left Vardimas out of this, and that would be his sixth son. Haina Vardimas, Haina Menachem. So that's the same as Menachem. Menachem, we covered already. But my Karele Vardimas, why do they call him Vardimas? He says, Shapanav Domin Leveret, that his face looked like a rose. I guess his face looked very, I don't know if it was like a reddish hue or just looked beautiful. He says, Lameimra, the Rabbi Yossi Mitzvah Ona Lokim. That sounds like Rabbi Yossi did not fulfill the Mitzvah Ona. Ona is like, Ona means a time, but you know, there's that Ona that the man is obligated to, you know, have relations with his wife, and everybody depends on your trade, your profession. But Talmidei Chachamim is from Friday night to Friday night is the owner for Talmidei Chachamim when she's you know at the right time of the month. So here he says I had five be'ilot, but if he's married, you expect much more. So the Gemara says Ela Ema Chamesh be'ilot ba'alti v'shaniti. He says five I did and I repeated. And so the Gemara takes it that if you do it and repeat it right away, that's more likely you have a male son. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Yamanlo Kariti Ishti Ishti. I never call my wife. He says, Ulashori Shori, my ox. This is a nice line to remember. You can use it as Sheva Brachot also. Ella Leishti Beiti, I called my wife my house. Whereas the wife is the foundation of the house. To call my wife is not the real MS. My wife is Beiti. That's my house. Like, she's the Akerah to buy it. So I'm calling her. You see, Fern, no complaints now, right? He says, wait.
But where are his daughters?
All right. The wife is the Akerah to buy it. The daughters are in a different getter. Now he says here.
Very different.
Okay. Ulashori Sadi. And I called my ox, my field. And I was without the ox, you know, I couldn't plow the field. The field would be like left, you know, barren. So the whole field is really the ox. The whole house is really the wife. You know, you could really, you could use this at a Sheva Bracha. You could use this Rachman Aslan at a Levaya, you know, also. Anyway, let's see further the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Miyamayin lo nistakalti b'mila shali. He says, I never looked at my mila, you know, he says, in other words, on the male anatomy. Ini, this is true, v'amar le Rebbe, my tamo karulak Rabbeinu HaKadosh. They said to Rebbe, why are you called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? It's interesting, you see that he's called, even during his lifetime, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Then why are you called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Is amar lehu miyamayin lo nistakalti b'mila shali. He says, I never looked at my mila. So if that's the reason he's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so Rabbi Yossi should be called Rabbi Yossi HaKadosh. Why is only Rebbe called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? So he says, Berebi miltach riti habbe. Rebbe, he didn't look at the mila, but he also had something else. He said, shalachnis yado l'tachat avnito. He never put his hand, you know, underneath his belt. Like, it's more, you know, careful with snius. So he's called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Okay, but I'm Rabbi Yossi, miyamai l'ru'ut korot beiti imrei chaluki. He says that the beams of my house never saw the hems of my chaluk. You know, there's another member of Chazal. I remember Rabbi Bronchfield quoting this. Like the Gemara says that Kimchit was Zoch, I think, to be the wife of a Kohen Gadol and the mother of eight Kohenim Gadolim. So the Gemara says, why was she Zoch to have, you know, her children all become Kohenim Gadolim? Obviously, the husband, what?
Her hair.
Right, he says, Miyamai lo ra'u korot beiti. Like, I think, what is it, sari or something like that? That the beams of my house never saw my hair. In other words, a woman should cover her hair. Technically speaking, when she's, you know, alone in the house, you know, she could, you know, uncover the hair. But Kimchit was so sanua, she kept it covered, even in the house. So the beams of the house never saw her hair. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So here he's saying, Now, here what he's talking about is, he says, Imre Chaluki. So Chaluk, they had like a long flowing garment, like a robe, like with a hole in the middle, you know, and then it like, well, that's the way like they have it. I think in the Middle East and some countries like this way now, in Pakistan or whatever, they walk around like that. So, so at the edge of the garment was a hem. So if the person would like rip off the garment and expose the hem, then the korot see the hem. They see the hem. So he was so tsanua, he would only get undressed like he's in bed, and he pulls up the garment slowly, like where not that he flips it out, like reverses it, and he removes the garment. He's slipping it up slowly and then covering himself like with the blanket or the sheet, and then takes it off. So he had a lot of tznius. So that's the, let's see back in the Gemara. He says, "V'am Rabbi Yosi miyamai lo avarti al divrei chaverai. I never disobeyed the words of my chaverim. Yodei ani shbatz mi she'ini kohen. I know I'm not a kohen. Im omrim li chaverai. If my chaverim would have said alei leduchan ani ola, I would go up." So the way I would learn the pshat means like this: like Rabbi Yosi's chaverim are tremendous talmidei chachamim. So, and I said this over to a friend of mine today, and he was like he liked it. Let's say my colleagues, in other words, sometimes a person, you know, has, like, they think something, they're no gay abadavar, they have an opinion about something. And if I speak to my chaverim, they're not no gay abadavar, and they have a different opinion. So he was saying, I never transgressed the words of my chaverim. In other words, I consult with my chaverim. Let's say I have 20 chaverim, they're all talmidei chachamim. I'm thinking one way, they all say the other way. So I'm gonna defer to their opinion because they're my chaverim and they're talmidei chachamim. I'm gonna be mevatel, even though I have my own opinion, but I'm gonna mevatel my opinion to their opinion. So much so, if they would tell me to go up the dukkan, I would do that. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, "V'am Rabbi Yosi miyamaylo amarti dvar v'chazarti la'achurai." He says, "I never said something v'chazarti la'achurai." He says that I had to retreat it when the person I spoke about confronted me. So the way Rashi says that, let's see the Rashi on this. You see it's 8 lines from the bottom. We've got to wrap it up. If I said something about Reuven, he says, and Bishaal imamarti kinalav, let's say I said Reuven's a thief. And then Reuven came and said, "Did you say I was a thief?" I said, "Absolutely, I said you were a thief." He says, "Lo chazarti bi lomar eni eno kidvarav." I didn't say no. I never said that. I said, "Yeah, I said you were a thief." Lefisha menchila emet amarti, because I said what was absolute emes. Because savar kumilta de betamra ba'ape mara leipa mishum lishna bisha chaim farsh v'sechad erichin. He, Rabbi Yossi, held that if it's something that I would not be embarrassed to say to the person himself, that's not lashon hara. He felt that opinion. So he said, I never retracted any word I said. The person said to me, I said that's exactly what I said. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Teitili de kayemid shlosh sudot b'shabbat. I should get a sachar because I fulfilled the mitzvah of 3 sudos in Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Teitili de kayemid iyun tefila. I should get a sachar because I fulfilled the mitzvah of Iyun Tefillah. Now, Iyun Tefillah is used differently in the Shas. My phone, can you hear my phone ringing? Anyway, give me 10 seconds. 1 second. All right. Anyway, so he says, so iyun tefillah can sometimes mean kavana in tefillah, and iyun tefillah can sometimes mean to pray and expect that my request will be answered. So if I have kavana in tefillah, that's good. If I have kavana and expect that my requests are going to be answered, that's bad. So here he's saying the good iyun tefillah. He says, Amar Avuna Bereidu Mishua Teitli Dos Sagina Arba Amo Begilui Rosh. I never went Dalet Amo Begilui Rosh with exposed head. He says, Amar Rav Sheshit, Taitli came with tefillin. I fill the mitzvah tefillin, and Rashi brings down, I never went Dalet Amah without tefillin. Not just I did the mitzvah tefillin, but I would always keep my tefillin on the whole day and not go Dalet Amah without my tefillin. The Amar of Nachman, Taitli came with tzitzis. I fill the mitzvah tzitzis. Not just I fulfilled it, I didn't go Dalet Amah without tzitzis. Amar li Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Berei de Rabba. He said, Rav Yosef said to another Rav Yosef, who was Rabba's son, Avuch b'mai zayir tfei. What was your father careful about? Which of the mitzvahs was he careful about? So Amar Lei, but tzitzis. He says he was very careful about the mitzvah tzitzis. He says, Yom Echad Habakasalik Bedarga. One day he was walking up, it sounds like a ladder. What is he? How does he translate it? A ladder. Ipsik Leichuta, like one string of the tzitzis broke. He says, V'lo nachid v'ato kam l'rami. He didn't even want to go down, go anywhere, till he had fixed the tzitzis. In other words, he fixed the tzitzis right away. It might have been that the tzitzis were kosher even with the ripped thread. You know, like if one thread breaks, it's usually is kosher. But he didn't want to go anywhere until he fixed it. He says, when I see a Talmid Chacham, the Shalim Masechta, who finishes a Masechta, there's a nice line to remember for a Siyam. Billy Netter will be having a Siyam in another less than 40 days, the Masechet Shabbat. It says, Avina Yom Tavla Rabbana, I make a Yantiv for the Talmid Chachamim. And Rashi points out, Talmidim Rosh Hashiva, yeah, that he Abai was a Rosh Hashiva. So if one of the Talmidim would finish a Masechta, and the Mechaber brings down a Shulchan Aruch, that there's a mitzvah to be Mesameach, And I think to have a meal when you finish a masechta. He says here, I have to look about the meal, but he says the sameach. I got to look. He says Amar Rabba Taiti Lechi Atis Rumi Rabbanim Lekamoi Ladina. He says when a talmid comes before me for din Torah, Lo Mazigna Reishe Abes Sadia. I don't put my head on the pillow. Kam Lo Afichna Bischute. In other words, till I've thoroughly examined any schuyas, meaning that the din can go against the talmid chacham, but if a person is a Talmid Chacham, there's a presumption that he's doing things correctly. And so if he has a case with a Talmid Chacham, he wanted to carefully analyze, you know, have I looked at everything that could be, you know, for Zechus, for the Talmid Chacham. He says, Amar Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Pasil Le Lesurma Rabbana Ladina. He says, I'm pasul from judging a Talmid Chacham. He says, my Tama, the Chavi B'lai Kigufai. A Talmid Chacham is like my own body. It's like dear to me, like my own body. Vein Adam Roe Chova B'latzmo. A person can't see Chova, like the negative for himself. So Mela, if I can't see Chova for the person, so then I can't judge the case. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Okay, so I'll see you, Bli Netter, on Sunday at 10 o'clock. There's also Michael's giving the shiur at 8 o'clock on Sunday. Let me stop the recording.